Last week, we reported how Mayor Lee Brand hopes his new initiative finds common ground between homeless advocates and organizations. At the same time, a group of neighbors in northwest Fresno released a video urging people not to give out money to people on the street. They say not everyone with signs are homeless, and they claim giving out money hurts more than it helps. Valley Public Radio's Laura Tsutsui reports the group has support from city officials, but they're facing pushback from some homeless advocates.
Most of the people that we deal out here is like homeless. I mean, they don't do anything bad, but a lot of people don't like them around.
Long Zhang says that dealing with homeless people is a daily occurrence. He's a security guard in northwest Fresno at Shaw and Valentine. He patrols the parking lot in front of the Broadway Fair movie theater. In the year that he's watched this particular area, he says that there seems to be less homeless people around.
Yeah, there were people camping around stuff, so we had to, like, tell them to kind of move out of the property. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of glad that it was rough before, but I'm kind of glad they got kind of cooled down a little bit. I can't really say it, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty bad at the place, too.
Zhang couldn't say whether the change is because of the city's no camping ban, which was created last year. But where he feels like the homeless population has gone down, one group of residents has spoken up with concerns that homelessness along this area of Shaw is growing.
There's some that are actually, I think there's a, like 5% of them that are legit, need help. That's the one thing I learned when I did this documentary. There is a major difference between panhandlers and homeless. Most panhandlers are not homeless.
That's Jim Jacobs, an assistant news director for ABC 30 and a resident of the area. He started the Facebook group Save Shaw Avenue back in February after noticing that a few nearby businesses were shutting down.
So really, it started with Tahoe Joe's shutting down, and then Toys R Us is shutting down, and I started out right here going, okay, and then I noticed, like, some homeless people on the corner. I'm like, okay, this is just not good. And I thought, okay, gosh, if our businesses start disappearing here, then what's gonna come in here? Nothing.
Jacob says the idea is to ultimately save Shaw Avenue from blight and get people excited about bringing business to the area. The group has become a virtual neighborhood watch that focuses on the western region of Shaw from Marks to Highway 99. A quick scroll through the group shows a number of posts about graffiti and encounters with homeless people. Jacob says he wants to make the page a place for conversation, but also for education.
And we're trying to encourage people to give to charity rather than just hand out stuff out the windows, because that's just, it's killing these folks out here and it's killing our businesses.
Last week, the group published an 8-minute long video Jacobs produced entitled Save Shaw Avenue. It emphasizes his message that there's a difference between panhandlers and those who are genuinely homeless. Voices from the Fresno Rescue Mission and the mayor's office claim that giving out money to people hurts more than it helps. They say the handouts enable people to get by while living on the street without seeking further assistance. That area of Shaw Avenue straddles Districts 1 and 2, and both Council Member Steve Brandow and Council President Esmeralda Soria have expressed support for the group's enthusiasm. Brandow, who represents the north side of Shaw, has even attended the group's recent neighborhood cleanup.
They've got some goals for Shaw. They're tired of the blight. They know there is a homeless element, and you know they're very concerned about not letting Shaw degrade further than it has. So I think it's fantastic.
Brandow says that hearing from businesses about homelessness motivated him to propose the camping ban last year. He adds that homelessness is probably not the only reason for businesses leaving the area.
But there's other problems that are impacting Shaw, and some of them are real simple, and some of them are outside of our control. Like, for instance, the struggle of retail in the internet age, right? There's other big retail outlets and huge shopping centers that are attracting people with other activities, theaters, and all kinds of different stuff that also pull people away from Shaw and other streets as well.
Council President Esmeralda Soria represents southwest Fresno, including the south side of Shaw Avenue. She says that this is actually the first time she's heard complaints about homelessness from that part of her district. Throughout the city, though, Soria says she wants to see a comprehensive approach to the issue.
The city can't solve homelessness on our own, which is, you know, the reasons that we've entered into partnerships with the Fresno Rescue Mission, the Housing Authority, Poverello. But we really need to just continue working together, one, to improve the quality of life of the homeless population and of the residents, obviously, that live in those surrounding neighborhoods, but that we also tackle some of the issues that come with, you know, this population.
That seems to be the overall goal of Save Shaw Avenue. Find ways to reduce homelessness and improve the area to appeal to businesses. But some homeless advocates have pushed back, saying that to dissuade people from handing out money is cruel in itself.
If being cruel to the homeless, which has been the policy of the city of Fresno for decades now, if that was successful, homelessness would have been over a long time ago.
Mike Rhodes is a longtime Fresno activist and author of a book about homelessness in Fresno called Dispatches from the War Zone. He says that the city and organizations could reduce homelessness just by providing a safe and legal place where people could stay and manage their possessions.
I'm not saying that if you give a homeless person a dollar, that's going to solve homelessness. But it's just a basic human thing to want to help people out, get them through a difficult time.
Jim Jacobs says that, for the most part, the video and group have received positive feedback. But he knows that there are those, like Mike Rhodes, who disagree with him.
Oh, it's a sticky wicket. I get it. I mean, I've been yelled at. We've been told that we're hunting homeless, and we're cold-hearted. We're hypocritical. And I try and let them know, no, I'm not out there hunting homeless. I'm out there trying to help them and educate people on how to help them.
For now, one has to wonder if that will be enough to save Shaw Avenue. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.